Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now again, folks, much to cover today. The dangers of free speech being suppressed, what we're seeing on a global basis right now, our millions are protesting, and yet you have not heard one peep, not a peep, friends, from the Mockingbird media or their useful idiots. Not one word. Why? Because they don't want you to see their opposition, that it's in the majority and not like them, which is in the small minority. They want to continuously deceive the people into believing that everybody's going along with their narrative, when in fact, let me say it again, when in fact the opposite is true. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. The opposite is true. The world is protesting, and the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media, has not released one peep of what's going on. That's how controlled the narrative is. And this is the danger of suppressing free speech. Folks, and Americans, more than ever, you are under attack by your said representatives. Okay? And the way that they're controlling that narrative, the way that they're belittling you and polarizing you, is using the mainstream media, again, to try to bolster the effect in your mind that there's so many more of them than there is of you. The opposite is true. The opposite is true. Again, read Proverbs 28, verse 1 as well, when you get a moment. If you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you something here. I'm sure you've all heard of this assault on this said representative in Washington, D.C., and I want you to see this, because this is something that we preach from the pulpit several times. And it's interesting, now that it affects the said representatives, the attacks, the crimes being committed against concerning our said representatives, isn't it interesting how they now want justice? Do they not understand the word legislators? Probably not. Yeah, maybe they don't understand their oath. I don't know. Numbers 30, verse 2. Deuteronomy 23, verse 23, in upholding the law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Oh, they understand it now. They understand it now. Check this out.
Congress is raising questions about the treatment of repeat offenders who may also be mentally ill. Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig says that she fought off a convicted criminal who punched her in the face and tried to get into her apartment in Washington.
Listen carefully.
Craig is now calling for changes to prevent known criminals from targeting new victims.
Remember how I told you before, friends? Until it affects them, nothing's going to change. Until it affects them, your said representatives, nothing's going to change. Does, again, this not prove the point? Now it does affect them.
She spoke to our Scott McFarland, who joins us now from Capitol Hill. Scott, sounds like a good idea in principle. Good morning.
Hey, Tony, good morning. The crime happened not far from here in an elevator in the Congresswoman's Capitol Hill apartment complex. And she says it reveals a problem happening in too many American communities.
There was no way in hell I was letting him up to my apartment.
Angie Craig says she spotted Kendrick Hamlin, a man police believe to be
like
homeless,
to see the video
in the lobby of
too,
her apartment
just to further
complex
solidify
last
the
week. According
veracity.
To police, he was acting erratic as if he was under
of
the influence
story.
Of an unknown substance. The encounter happened just after 7 in the morning when Craig bought her morning coffee.
Said legislators now want action because it affects them now.
Police affidavit says after Craig said good morning to Hamlin, he followed her into an elevator, trapped her, and demanded to go inside her apartment.
That was the moment that fight or flight kicked in.
Police say Hamlin punched Craig in the face, grabbed her by the shoulder and collarbone and near her neck.
All I could do was throw my coffee over my shoulder, which startled him. But as soon as he regained, he came back toward me. And again, it was only until we got to the floor the elevator was headed to that I was able to escape.
When police tracked down Hamlin, they say he kicked an officer and bit a detective.
And of course, it's a blurry picture, right,
Hamlin had a lengthy
blurry
track record of menacing crimes on and near Capitol Hill.
No clear pictures of him in court either, by the way.
Striking a police officer and spitting blood at them. There was another recent arrest.
So this said Representative Craig was allegedly attacked, and I say allegedly because we have not seen any video. But it is interesting how this alleged attack that took place concerning Representative Craig from Minnesota, she now wants action. And now what they're doing right now in the mainstream media is they're highlighting all of his repeat offenses. The recidivism rate, friends, is 74%. Okay, so who's encouraging them to commit crimes? First of all, let's go back a step before that. Who's educating the young people as to how to commit the crime? Okay, and they call that free speech. But when you speak against it and upholding the law, they want to censor that free speech because it doesn't fill their coffers, right? Remember, the correctional institutions, friends, make $64 billion a year. They make a lot of money off slave labor. But again, let's go back to this, friends. Representative Craig allegedly was attacked in Washington, D.C. Now she wants to bring down the hammer. Why? Because it affects her. That's why. It now affects her.
Uplifting, another for assault at a train station, a guilty plea to indecent exposure, and he admitted in a
look
case
at the crimes
in 2015
this guy's responsible
he entered a woman's home and stole a computer.
I was assault number 13 on his record. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure there is not a 14, a 15, a 20.
And just last week debated a bill on how to prevent repeat offenders.
If you throw somebody in jail for 10 days and think, you know, there's your punishment, and we're going to let you right back on the street, what the hell do you think is going to happen?
Exactly.
One congressional proposal just released would require local prosecutors to better track how many criminal defendants have criminal pasts, how many have been given plea agreements, how many have been released to potentially reoffend. As for Kendrick Hamlin, he's back in court here in Washington tomorrow, and his defense attorney did not return requests for comment. Nate?
Yeah, that's amazing how that works, isn't it, friends? See, what takes precedent is when they're under attack. But consider the fact, if you would, it's also the said representatives that are under attack by the people, and they're under attack by the people for attacking the very people that they're supposed to protect. What say you? Hey, folks, the fear of the Lord, right, in departing from iniquity, it deters crime, the fear of the Lord does. Proverbs 16:6. And what we see is we see a bureaucracy that's been created, creating the commandments of man and making void the commandments of God concerning his statutes. We get what we deserve. But again, I want you to pay attention to the fact they're now under attack. And these are the same said representatives that have been attacking the American people far too long. Am I justifying it? I'm never justifying crime, but I am justifying the use of the law against the crime. Again, Proverbs 25, verse 1, we'll call. Or I'm sorry.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page. Go to the top of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live and go ahead and subscribe to that live feed, which is available, as well as beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And one more time, if you want to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, before we get going back on this point that I just finished off during the last segment, during the break, perfect timing, Sheriff Mark Lamb called me, and we are going to have him on the radio program and on live feeds on social media platforms on 157 cities tomorrow. And he is the sheriff in Arizona, Pinal County, where he is deputizing his constituents. I believe he has a number of 600 plus constituents that he has deputized, and for the last 3 years he's been ready for what's been coming here. He's a constitutional sheriff, and as Richard Mack rightly shared, friends, with us when he was on the program, if the sheriffs would simply do their jobs in the counties throughout the United States of America, we could put a stop to all of this. We could put a stop to all of this. We could deal with the corrupt within, and we still have the constitutional provision in doing so. But again, we're going to go over much of this tomorrow with him. But again, Sheriff Mark Lamb's going to be with us tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. So let me get back to this real quick. I just highlighted the fact that, friends, Representative Craig from Minnesota was assaulted. Oh, my goodness. Now this takes precedent in the news. This is all Breitbart just reported. Oh, now we need to pay attention to the crime levels, friends, because the said representative is under attack. But I would remind you, Americans, many of these representatives have attacked the American people. And this is the cause and reason, I guess, and the reasonings for them creating security details to protect them from the people that they're supposed to serve. Now, we cannot legitimize this attack because all the pictures that were shown onto us were all blurry. I'm kind of curious to know if this said representative lived in an apartment in Washington, D.C., where the film is. And just to verify this. Now, I'm saying a couple things, but I'm saying the same thing. But I'm just kind of curious to know why the attack took place in the first place. But again, even more importantly, why does it take precedent now that they're under attack? Americans, we got to pay attention to what's going on. You know how I continuously highlight the fact that it first starts in the church, right? Right? And what you see in the church today, and I'm just thinking of this right now as it comes to my aid, I'm thinking of Psalm 78. And I believe it starts in verse 9, and I'm going there, and I want you to listen carefully. Well, it's because the church has been capitulating. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Oh, my goodness. I mean, just think if the church was doing its job, the government would be doing its job. And the fact that, which is a reflection of the American people, namely the church, 86% of which call themselves Christians. But look at this. I want to show you this because this stuff is really bothersome, and it should bother every single one that is a real Christian. Because there's a lot of counterfeits out there, folks. There's a lot of people out there that declare and proclaim that they are something, when in fact, when you look at their fruits, the opposite is true. Look at this. Here's a brand new shirt. I'm going to let God fix it. Because if I fix it, I'm going to go to jail. I'm not making it up. This is a brand new T-shirt being sold to the constituents in the American church. Folks, this is shameful. This is in direct contradiction. This runs antithetical to God's commandments. I mean, just think about this. Here's Paul in jail, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. He said in Philippians 1:14, "And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident in my bonds," Paul was thrown in jail. For why? Preaching the gospel. And he goes on, "and are much more bold to speak the word without fear." Wow. And then if you look at Psalm 94, verse 16, it says this. It says, "The Lord asking his church, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" I mean, folks, when you look at T-shirts like this, what's sad about it is most professors will amen this. It again runs in contradiction to God's commandments. His commandments suggest, folks, to each and every one of us that has just a little bit of common sense, that we are to reprove the darkness, Ephesians 5:11. And if we love the Lord, we're going to keep his commandments, and we're going to act just like Jesus. 1 John 2:6, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked." Did he capitulate? No. Did he stand up and reprove and cast out devils and raise the dead and heal the sick and cause the blind eyes to see and the deaf ears to hear? Acts 10:38. Did he tell the Herodians that came to him and said, "Get out of here, or Herod's going to kill you"? And what did Jesus say? He turned around and he said, "Go tell that fox it's not possible that a prophet's going to die within Jerusalem." What about John the Baptist, the one that reproved Herod for all of his evils in Luke 3? My goodness, folks, what Bible are these people reading? How many times in the books of Acts were the apostles thrown in jail and then the Lord sent an angel to release them from jail? Acts 5, Acts 12. My goodness, Americans, if we're the seed of David, who is David? He's the one that said in Psalm 18, "By my God, I'll leap over a wall. By my God, I'll go through a troop. The Lord giveth me the neck of my enemies. Those that rise up against me will rise no longer because they're under my foot." What Bible is that? What about Deuteronomy 28 under the blessings, friends? "The people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear you for his name's sake." My goodness. But what do we get from the American church? More of this. "I'm going to let God fix it." No, the reason you're in trouble right now is because you're asking God to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourselves by keeping his commandments. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. 1 John 5:2. 1 John 5:2. I'm going to go there right now. And I just want you to hear this in context. Because again, people don't think. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Verse 3, 1 John 5, 2 and 3. Oh my goodness. We wonder why we're in a situation that we're in today, because the church doesn't understand that it's called to a warfare. It's called to and commanded by God to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6, 2. Look at the faith heroes in Hebrews chapter 11. I mean, how does the professors in the American church get away from this? We're in trouble because we haven't fought. And yet we're commanded by God to fight. And that's what our forefathers established. Again, read your founding documents. Look at the history of your forefathers. Here, as a matter of fact, I think I got one pulled up. And thank you for that, Holy Ghost. I totally appreciate it. And I'm going to pull up this quote by Roger Sherman even now. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedoms that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." But what do we see from the church on a global basis? Well, yesterday I highlighted the fact that you have one of these little minions of hell, John 8:44, in the Catholic Church, saying that they want to make God gender neutral. Folks, that's not Christianity. That, again, is a lack of Christianity, and we need to get back to the Word so we don't deal with the issues that we have to deal with here, because we dealt with them in the past. And I'm talking about the heretics amongst us in the church. Put that up against 1 Timothy 4. I also noticed one more point. Someone just posted this morning this: the preaching of the gospel is good news, but unto the world it's foolishness. But God uses foolishness to confound the wise. I said, oh my goodness, where is that? Where is that? You have three different points that you're trying to make in one post. I said, that's not what it says. There's Lone Bradley once again. And the only time people rally behind the truth of the Word of God is when they see someone else stand up and do it. And why that is, I understand not. I understand that of many of the forefathers that went before us, namely the patriarchs that are in the church in America today. Just like Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, no one stood with me, but the Lord stood with me. But this is what I'm covering for folks. This is what it says. The preaching of the gospel is good news. Okay, the good news isn't good news to the people until they understand first the bad news. Okay, number one. But unto the world it is foolishness. Okay, now they're in 1 Corinthians 9:27. But God uses foolishness to confound the wise. Okay, they totally twisted that way out of proportion. But I put 1 Corinthians 1:18 there. I said, that's not what it says. I says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And those that walk in Christ and understand the cross, we're all in this together. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says America's ready to move on.
Ready to move past the stale ideas and faded names of the past.
Haley kicked off her presidential campaign today, but the past could haunt her, especially one statement regarding former President Donald Trump.
She said expressly, "I'm not going to run if he's a candidate."
Former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton says Haley's opponents will use that against her. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's fighting the Justice Department's subpoena to testify about January 6th on constitutional grounds. The Constitution protects lawmakers from legal action relating to their work. Pence says as President of the Senate, he's protected as well. The sentence is life without parole for Peyton Clendon, the 19-year-old self-proclaimed white supremacist who pleaded guilty in the mass shootings in a Buffalo, New York grocery store last May. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, friends, really quick, I want you to remember something that during the last cycle between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, keep in mind they're all pushing the same thing. Again, the two wings on the same bird. There's no difference. Notice that there was over 1,160 different presidential candidates, and you only heard about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. The only ones that you're going to hear about running for the presidency of the United States of America is what the mainstream media's useful idiots are told and as to whom they are to promote and to those that they're basically to ignore. Folks, when the people need a hero, they will deliver them up, said Albert Pike. Don't ever forget that. It's a controlled narrative every step of the way. So with that said, I wanted to highlight what was being said on the propaganda feed real quick. But during the break, I was looking at some of the things that were going on a nationwide basis concerning the number of people that have died just in one day. This is today. As you know, folks, ever since this pandemic, we have been highlighting the crimes of these individuals and also promoting the law that needs to be brought to them and condemning their wicked deeds, namely murder. And who does that? Well, their father does that, John 10:10. They're the ones calling for depopulation. And, friends, it's happening right in front of your face. As I was going online during the break, I just noticed Duran Duran guitarist says he just received a death sentence concerning the cancer analysis. As you all know, the experimental jab, that poison that goes into your body breaks down your system. Many people are dying from cancer, and they prefer that because then it won't be equated to the experimental jab. Okay, actress, and I'm looking at this right now. This is brand new. Okay, Rachel Raquel Welch, forgive me, dies at 82 years old. Not saying they're all dying from the experimental jab, but again, friends, pay attention to the timeline. Okay. Internet personality Laura Lee Watts' daughter dead at 15 years old. Again, this is brand new. This is all brand new. And then that was the top, within five posts, those were the top three. Okay? Audrina Partridge, her niece dead following her 15th birthday. Okay? Now let me show you a couple more up here so you can see the tangibility of what is happening. We have a TikToker, Laura Lee Watts, tearfully mourns death of 15-year-old daughter, Savannah, after a fatal seizure. These are side effects, okay? These are side effects. Then we, again, here's a picture of that one that I just highlighted. The Hills' Audrina Partridge shared the tragic death of her 15-year-old niece. Again, pay attention to the timing of all of this, friends. We have the New York Times. Life is very cruel. Thigh cave survivor. She dies in England. It's actually, I believe it's a little boy. And the reason I'm having a problem with this one is because the New York Times is trying to cover it up. There you go. There you go. So you got a little bit of a picture of him on social media platforms. He was just a young man. We have Huey Piano Smith, New Orleans R&B great and rock and roll pioneer. He's dead at 89 years old. Again, not saying everybody's dying from it, but again, look at the timeline. Here's another one. Goalkeeper Arne Espiel dies after making penalty kick save. This is all brand new. I mean, it's just incredible. Here's a brand new one, too. Ex-NFLer, D.B. Stanley Wilson Jr., dead at 40 years old after collapsing at a mental hospital. Whoa! That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Here's another one. Former Saints offensive lineman Conrad Dobler dies. This is all just today, friends. Again, this is just all today on the news feeds, coming from the mainstream media, okay? Here's another one. Mr. Jarrett passes away. Jerry Jarrett was a legendary wrestler, promoter, and he's gone now. Conrad Dobler, as I just told you, 72 years old, he's dead. Again, just showing you live feeds as to what's coming down the pike right now. High school football player on path to college team dies after cardiac arrest. He was 17 years old, friends. 17 years old. And they want you to believe that this is just a common happening across the boards. Nothing could be further from the truth, friends, in any sense of the word. Did you see this one? This is, again, brand new here. Brand new. David Hollis, former Disney distribution chief, dies at 47 years old. Oh my goodness, friends. You're under attack. The war has begun. It's been going on for a long time. For a long time. And I know the American people don't want to believe that it's going to happen here, but it is happening here. Again, read Amos 8:3. Is this what's happening right now? Absolutely, it's happening right now. I'm going to see if I can get this one in here. Here's a Brown grad. I'm doing my best to get rid of the advertisements coming from the Boston Globe. But the Boston Globe just highlighted a young lady and a young man. Brown grad. And again, I'm trying to catch it because it keeps popping up, that ad. Forbes, 30 years under, he's 30 years old, and under it says, literally says that, he falls over and dies after a run, after a race. Okay? Now, what I want to do is I want to put this to you, because you all remember Damar Hamlin. And how they sold to the... there's a lot of speculation is if Damar Hamlin, or if it even was Damar Hamlin. Personally, I don't care. And the reason I say that, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, but there's nothing that the mainstream media promotes that you can trust. And if you look at the distractions taking place right now, isn't it interesting how they were talking about all these documents that were being unveiled on Biden, and then before you know it, they had everybody distracted over a Chinese balloon? I mean, this is how easily people are distracted. But let's go back to DeMar. He was asked a question as to what reason doctors gave him for his heart stopping. And I thought it was pretty bizarre. I mean, for a guy that was in the hospital allegedly for 10 days after having a massive cardiac arrest, you would have thought he would have picked up a lot of the vernacular and a lot of doctor talk and nurse talk that was going on in the hospital. But when he was asked the question as to what reason the doctors gave him for his heart stopping, he couldn't answer the question. What's this all about? Also keep in mind, this is the same DeMar Hamlin that many worship. He's a straight globalist. He's a pawn in the hands of his masters. He's throwing occultic signs all over the place. He just wore a jacket to the Super Bowl where it was a complete mockery of Christ. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but it's there, friends, for the seeing if you open your eyes. If you know the word, you can go ahead, and it's funny. If you know the word, it's easy to detect because the Lord said he'd put an anointing on that you could see and he'd give you ears to hear. And the fact of the matter is there's too many people out there that profess again to be the Christians. They're trying to justify DeMar Hamlin and because he said he was a Christian. Well, is this the fruit of a Christian? Absolutely not. That's how you're to judge him, Matthew 7:16. But I want you to check this out. This is DeMar Hamlin once again. And I don't mean to reiterate the point, but this is live radio and people are joining us. I can see it on live stream right now. But I want you to see how he answered the question concerning what the doctors gave him as to why his heart stopped. Check this out. Tell me how this fits the narrative.
To you, the question on so many minds, what caused his heart to stop beating?
You're 24, peak physical condition. Could run circles around me right now. How did doctor describe what happened to you?
Pretty bizarre, friends.
That's something I want to stay away from.
That's something, he said, that's something I want to stay away from. Why would he say, that's something I want to stay away from? Because he just told you, if it was legit, as to what the cause was. And you know what the cause was. If he would have said right there, it was the vaccine that we had to take, as he would say, he didn't have to take it. It just shows you who he served. Who you fear is who you serve. If he would have said the vaccination, he would have been disrobed right there on the spot. What did DeMar Hamlin say? He said, that's something I want to stay away from. Let's do it one more time. I want you to check this out again. This is DeMar Hamlin being asked the question, what was the reason the doctors gave as to why you allegedly, and I'm going to put that word in there, allegedly had a cardiac arrest? Okay, check this out.
From the ICU, the question on so many minds, what caused his heart to stop beating?
You're 24, peak physical condition. Could run circles around me right now. How did doctor describe what happened to you?
This is crazy. Really?
That's something I want to stay away from.
That's something I want to stay away from.
The NFL, they do more tests than anything. And in the course of you having your physical, did anybody ever come back with any, say you had a heart issue or anything that was abnormal?
Honestly, no. I've always been a healthy, young, fit, energetic, human being, let alone mm-hmm. athlete. So it was something that was just, that we're still processing, and I'm still talking through with my doctors just to see what everything was.
No, really what he's saying, friends, and again, let's call it for what it is. This isn't speculation. This isn't theory. He's waiting to see what his handlers tell him as to how he's supposed to answer the question. This is done over and over and over again. For a guy that had a cardiac arrest, a massive one, He's only in the hospital for 10 days. Then he acts all inconspicuous, and nobody knows who he is when he's up in the private rooms at the football games. And then he shows up, and nobody still can see his face. Come on, folks. They have you chasing shadows is what they have you doing. Chasing shadows. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to this, changing topics. Why would the world protest right now? It's pretty quiet here in America, isn't it? Yeah, but not across the globe. Matter of fact, if you go to France, you go to Germany, you go to London, you go to Sweden, the Netherlands, Australia, Belgium, Japan, Vienna, and elsewhere, guess what they're doing, folks? I mean, honestly, let's call it for what it is. The foreign people across the globe act more like the posterity of our forefathers than our forefathers' posterity acts. It's craziness. You know, I've shared with you several times that the history of man is that you can only oppress them for so long before they stand up. It's totally true. That's why you have freedom where you have freedom. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said, stand tall, straighten your backs. He said that whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere because a man can't ride your back unless it's bent. And they are trying their best right now. And it's happening in a major way through our said representatives, regardless if it's the president, regardless of the branch, regardless of our said representatives in the state of Minnesota, that's where I'm at, or in your state. Folks, they're attacking you like never before. Again, I want to remind you that it's not a foreign country doing to you what your said representatives are doing to you. So you need to think about what's going on. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will always come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said the father of the Constitution, President James Madison, the fourth president. We need to understand that this isn't a joke. And I also want you to think in process, just I'm going to pause for a moment, because I got another thought. You've heard it said that history is written by men who hung heroes. There's nothing so incorrect as modern history. There's nothing so falsified as modern history. And the reason it's been falsified is because they want to keep teeing it up, the revisionists do, they want to keep teeing it up so everything that you see today, you would suspect it would be normal. Nope, that's why we stay in the Word of God. That's why we stay in understanding who our forefathers were. Because everything the Word declares and everything that we see our forefathers and what they established contradicts the mainstream media's modern presentation of who we are as a people. And we need to get this right, Americans. We need to get this right. The world is in protest, and Americans, I just highlighted all the people that have died from these experimental jabs. And yet they're still assailing you. Now your children in America trying to force them to now take it. Because they need to still, they still need to thin the herds, per se. Folks, that's what's happening. Regardless if you want to see it that way or not, it's exactly what's happening. Why is the world in protest and you aren't? Protestant church has meaning, Protestants. My goodness gracious, our forefathers are rolling over in their graves. Do you realize, another point, I'm going to show you some video in a moment here. Do you realize that what you've tolerated, our forefathers would have incrementally kicked it back probably 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, and said, okay, we're not putting up with this anymore. Did you know that our forefathers, basically Thomas Jefferson, that stated that every 20 years there should be a revolution in this country? And he's not talking about domestic insurrection. He's not talking about bloodshed unless it goes there, but I can tell you right now the way Americans are acting, that's what it's going to come to. That's what it's going to come to, is a blood and war. It will. Because the American people are not lawfully, while they have the time to do so, dealing with the corruption within the United States of America. Boy, oh boy, we don't know anything. No, we're taught, as a matter of fact, Americans have been desensitized and neutered to become an impotent people to suffer the abuses no matter who they come from. And if you don't take it, then we're going to send in one of those unconstitutional agencies and we're going to break in your door and you might even get shot dead. Boy, oh boy, friends, we're not to take counsel from our fears. No. You can't control a people that are unafraid, friends. You cannot control a people that are unafraid. And that's what the gospel, and those are the followers of Jesus Christ. They understand what it means to be ministers of the flames of fire. Again, not what we're seeing today. In complete contradiction to what we see today, this is not who we are. This is not our identity, Americans. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. How true it is, when the corrupt afflict the righteous, the more they multiply. That's found in Exodus 1:12. Do you realize that if you are righteous in Christ, the more they afflict, the more you multiply? Is that what you're seeing happening? Now, we can put that up to a modern-day understanding of that, too, and we can coin a phrase that sounds a lot like that. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. They are. But the mainstream media is suppressing that because they don't want you to see who they are. Well, Bradley, that's not what you just said. No. I'm talking about two different demographics of people in the United States of America. Now, I also know that there's many are beat down today because they believe that 300 men, evil men, are running the world. I'm here to tell you the opposite is true. The government is upon the shoulders of my big brother, Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Isaiah 9. How many times I read in the book of Psalms how God is the governor of nations. All things are under his sway. All men are in his hand. But they want to talk about what the devil's doing. I want to tell you this right now. Don't blame the devil for what you tolerate. He's a defeated foe. He's a defeated foe. When Jesus said, it is finished, guess what he meant? It is finished. And then he gave power over to the church, and he said, all power is given unto you to trod down. Luke 10:19. Read the Bible for yourself. But again, people highlight the fact that we can't do anything. We can't do anything. No, you don't want to do anything. That's what it comes down to. I'm here to tell you that the only people that are controlling your lives, as you are about to see, are the ones that you are submitting to, period. Thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of protesters across Europe are marching. Why? Because they understand that they're not going to submit what others will. If you go to France within itself, just to France, let me just show you France. Just for a moment here, friends, so you can understand, these people are not letting grass grow under their feet. Okay? Look at this. Here's a picture right there. The media is silent about all of this. France, Spain, Denmark, Israel, the UK. Why? Because they don't want America to catch fire. Because they know everything starts in America and everything stops in America. And if the American people would do what they're obligated and commanded to do, it would stop in their countries too. This is why you're not getting this information. Americans, concerning free speech, I was just talking to an attorney this morning and a professional on the topic of the First Amendment. What is happening right now is the only way that they're getting away with this pandemic is the way that they're suppressing free speech. When they suppress you, open your mouth wider. When they shut down your Facebook account, your Twitter account, whatever the case might be, go get a billboard. I did. I've got several of them up. You want to go ahead and attack me? You better find somebody else to do it with. Because the more you come here, the more we're going to expand to the east and to the west and to the north and to the south. And that's exactly why people support this ministry, by the way. Because this is a ministry that understands that we must fight for our freedoms. 1 Timothy 6:12. Look at this. This is France. This is just France. Did you hear a word about this, Americans? What are they protesting? What are they protesting, friends? They see what's happening. They understand how they're under attack. What are they protesting? The same things that I'm highlighting here in America. Here's another one in Madrid. 50,000 people showed up in Madrid. Madrid alone, okay? And then we got some more here. The government is denying accusations. Folks, this is dangerous times, but this is very healthy, especially for any people to stand up against corruption. This is happening now in Spain, but you haven't heard about this from the mainstream media. Not a peep. Not a peep, folks. It's time for the people to wake up. Here's another one. Israel. There's 1 million people that turned up in this prospective country waiting for it to show. This is Denmark. Protest of the decade. Why? Because, again, they understand what's going on. Folks, the UK is protesting. You haven't heard a peep about it because the mainstream media wants you to think that everything is just going just fine when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Let's be a part of the answer here and not a part of the problem, friends, and get the job done as Americans so these people in other countries can go back to living their normal lives. Amen. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum and organic R203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at gcnhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.